Both Lindsay and White hot in the studio, and let's get into some your mouth stats.
We love stats. Yeah. On Alt 101.9.
I remember when we called your dentist, and your dentist, Lindsay, admitted that he really didn't know whether or not flossing helped you not get cavities or improve the life of your teeth.
Did he admit that part? I remember that we talked about if you don't have to wet your toothbrush necessarily to make it any better at cleaning, but I didn't remember the flossing
part.
Oh,
yeah. No, that was the addendum to it. That's what I asked him at the end, and he was like, honestly, we really don't know.
Uh-huh.
Four out of five dentists say that flossing will improve your dental hygiene, but they honestly don't. They really don't know.
Hmm.
By the way, I still wet my toothbrush before brushing.
And I started wetting my toothbrush before brushing after that because I was like, screw this.
You're a sadist if you don't.
Yeah, right?
A new survey found that people have used plenty of things that aren't floss to get food out between their teeth. 61% have used fingernails.
Ah, we've all done that, right?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
That's the go-to.
Yeah. You just got to pick it out.
I don't even really consider that an issue.
Yeah, and that's not really considered a floss so much. That's more of just a pick.
40% of us have used a folded piece of paper or a card.
Ooh.
Hands up.
No. Have you done that?
No, I've never even heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
That seems like that would give you a paper cut to try and use a
You fold it so you don't use like the factory edge of it.
That's so ghetto.
It's not pleasant. Yeah, it's totally ghetto.
And then you can fit. I don't think my teeth.
But it's
are
probably
really
more hygienic than using your pinky.
Yeah.
You know, than using your Coke pinky fingernail.
my teeth are. Really,
I used a ticket stub at one point.
My teeth are too close together to be able to do that. To get like a piece of paper, I think, in between them.
Oh, fancy.
No, I'm not saying it's a good thing. It's like I need a little more room. You know.
No. Actually. My mother measured it when I went to the hygienist as a child, and they're as close together as you can get. Science can't measure the space in between my teeth.
Not the front ones, but the rest, yeah, they're too tight together.
21% have used a fork, knife, or spoon. I go plastic. Yes, Hisky?
I use forks all the time. The floss.
To get some.
Like
again,
a metal fork?
I don't do this. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm eating dinner, that's all I have sometimes, you know?
Huh. I've never done it.
If you're eating dinner, it's the post dinner. But I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you just don't have a toothpick.
All right. So. 14% have used a safety pin.
Ouch.
Now that's ballsy.
Yeah.
And Lindsay, have you done this? 7% have used a strand of hair.
Oh, I've totally done that. And I don't know that I felt great about it, but if you need a piece of floss and you happen to have a whole bunch of it on your head, you might as well just take a piece and go for it.
Yeah, I can say that certainly in recent years that hasn't been an issue.
It hasn't happened.
It hasn't been an option for me. All right, well.